Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
A finance story now and an interesting prosecution. Louise Story joins us, finance and Wall Street reporter for our partner in the New York Times. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
You know, this has an echo of the whole WikiLeaks kind of controversy in the sense that the way you do business on Wall Street depends on who you're candid with, what you say to clients, what you say to partners, what information you trade on and when. And the Securities and Exchange Commission, in a pretty unprecedented looking prosecution, has tried to get into the center of where people talk about what and then trade on that information that becomes, in the worst case scenario, insider trading, which is a prosecutable offense. Tell us about this latest case.
So this has been an investigation that's been going on a couple years with the SEC, the DOJ, the FBI. They're all in there. And the new twist, which no one was really expecting, is that apparently there's pretty widespread use of wiretapping. And this is something that's not been at the root of insider trader cases before. And so what we're finding out in the last couple weeks, there's really this chill going across the hedge fund industry, is that law enforcement officials put wiretaps in place a while back, as far back as 2 years ago, and they've been collecting all these conversations. My colleague in the New York Times reports that they have at least conversations with more than 550 people.
Wow.
No one knows if they're on these tapes or not. No one knows if, you know, the person they've been talking to these last couple years is wearing a wiretap.
And how many wiretappers are we talking about here, maybe?
So there are at least seven, but for some of these people, they talk all day long to different hedge fund traders. There's a particular industry at focus here. This is a research provider industry where there are these little firms, and what they do is they go talk to publicly traded companies and executives, and they do research on those companies, and they try to get some insights. And then they sell their insights to Wall Street traders and hedge fund traders. And it's really a blurry line if they are just giving them insights based on public info or if they're gleaning things that would be deemed to be insider info. And so some of them are wearing wiretaps, perhaps some hedge fund traders. I don't know if you saw this, but there was one guy who works at one of these research firms who in October went public and said he had refused to wear a wiretap. And he said that he did not want to try to ensnare his clients. So when the FBI showed up at his house, he said no.
Let's try to get a sense of this sort of blurry line domain here. I mean, on the one hand, Warren Buffett knows when he's going to sell everything, all right? Now, if he knows that and he trades on the fact that I'm going to sell, you know, $6 billion worth of stuff tomorrow, he can make a trade with the anticipation that prices are going to move based on what he knows he's going to do on Thursday. That's not insider trading, right?
Well, the real focus here is if you know things that a company is going to do, you know, if you know that Apple is going to announce something that's not public. If it's not publicly known, then you're not supposed to trade on it.
If I heard it at the cafeteria or something like that. But what if I have a full-time job? It's called I'm Mr. Busy Researcher Dude. And, you know, John Hockenberry out here is just a poor sort of harassed father who has a full-time job on the radio. I don't have time to research Apple, but I rely on this little company that does all of the research. They tell me that this is happening. I pay them for that information. I trade on that. That's insider trading.
Well, you know, presumably they're looking for something that has a little more intent there than what you just described. But it is a blurry line. And in fact, some of these people at these research firms are saying, what we do isn't that different from the research that comes out of the big banks. You know, all the big banks put together research reports where they model out, you know, how many sales of iPhones they think there will be. And so it's really a gray line, and we'll have to watch and see how many people they really come up with evidence for. But in the last couple of years, they filed charges against a couple dozens.
Right. And you've got 500 conversations, which sounds like a database on the order of, you know, WikiLeaks, in the sense that you've got lots and lots of out-of-context information, which can be interpreted a whole different kind of ways. The diplomatic channels, as a result of WikiLeaks, are all describing how outraged and chilled they are. What's the reaction on Wall Street to this other database of information that apparently the Securities and Exchange Commission is actively prosecuting?
Well, I think people are even more frightened because, remember, they don't get to go look at this database, these 550 more people in conversations. Unlike WikiLeaks, where now we could all go look at it. Anyone concerned what's in there can go look at it. It's public. This is this vast trove of information that's only in the hands of law enforcement officials. So people in the financial world are very concerned because they have no way of knowing whether what they said a year ago is in these tapes and what they're saying today will be in the tapes.
A kind of prosecutorial insider trading that's going on at the SEC. What is the difference between a trade that is based on something that the public could never have access to and just the natural, you say different things to clients than you say to partners, than you say to other sort of business associates?
Well, you know, again, it's a very gray line. And the other type of trading that is a new area that people could focus on is more and more trading moves the market. So like you talked about Warren Buffett's trading. So some of these hedge funds have billions and billions of dollars they're trading. So also it can be that if you're aware of a big trade that hedge fund A is going to make, then hedge fund B, just knowing that they're going to make that trade, might want to trade because that will move the market. So then that's insider info potentially that's not even linked to what the company is going to do, the company that you're trading is going to do. So there's a lot of wrinkles of the sort of information that you could have that could make you a lot of money in a way that could be potentially illegal.
Are there clear prosecutorial triggers on a situation like that where you know hedge fund A is going to do this, you hear about it at lunch, you trade on it in the afternoon at hedge fund B, and somewhere in there, there's an insider trading violation, but who knows?
Again, that's why people in the hedge fund industry and on Wall Street are really concerned right now. And you do have these people at some of these research firms, like the guy who refused to wear the wiretap, speaking out, saying that he doesn't think what they're doing is illegal and that it's a gray area and that you know it's not clear why law enforcement agents are going after this. Remember, there's things that are illegal, but there's also people who like to say that there are political motivations sometimes behind investigations.
But the quick takeaway here is all this law is going to be tested as a result of
this. It's all going to be tested, and it will be tested in court, so stay tuned.
All right. Louise Story, news and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks.